Good evening. This is Akashwani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to reach Paris tonight on a three-day visit to France to strengthen economic and trade ties between the two countries. To co-chair AI Action Summit with French President Emmanuel Macron tomorrow. Prime Minister interacts with students at Pariksha Pe Charcha program, stresses on nutrition, mental well-being and holistic development. Both Houses of Parliament hold discussion on Union Budget 2025-26. Protection of Interests in Aircraft Objects Bill introduced in Rajya Sabha. Government committed to eliminate lymphatic filariasis from India by 2027, says Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda. And at Para Archery Asia Cup in Thailand, India end campaign with 6 gold to top the medal tally. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Paris tonight on a three-day visit to France to strengthen the economic and trade relations between the two countries. During the visit, Mr. Modi will co-chair the Artificial Intelligence AI Action Summit with French President Emmanuel Macron tomorrow. The Prime Minister left for the landmark diplomatic tour to France and the United States this morning. The visit aims at bolstering strategic, economic and technological partnerships with both the nations. In his departure statement, Prime Minister Modi said his visit to France will provide an opportunity to review the progress on the 2047 Horizon Roadmap for the India-France Strategic Partnership. Now we go over live to our correspondent, Raja Durai, who is covering the Prime Minister's visit. Raja Durai, what will be the highlights of the Prime Minister's visit to France and how will they impact the India-France relations?
Anuja, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be reaching Paris shortly. Here, large number of diaspora people gathered here to welcome Prime Minister Modi. The most important event of the Prime Minister Modi's visit is the AI Summit, where Prime Minister is going to co-chair the summit along with the President Emmanuel Macron. World leaders, policymakers, CEOs from over 100 countries are participating in the summit. And as we know that AI is changing every sector, and at the same time, it is creating some issues and people are concerned about job losses, privacy, fundamental rights and inherent bias of AI. So this summit, the leaders are deliberating upon the ethical, responsible development of AI and also they are deliberating for the global governance framework for the AI. Actually, there is a leaders' declaration also expected from this summit. And apart from this AI summit, on the silence of this summit, Prime Minister is holding bilateral meeting. Only as of now, this meeting with Estonia is confirmed. And there is high chances Prime Minister will be meeting U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance also, but it is not confirmed yet. And after this summit and bilateral meeting, Prime Minister is visiting Marseille to inaugurate the new consular office. And after that, he is visiting the International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor, where he is visiting along with the French President Emmanuel Macron. And he is also visiting the war cemetery of Indian soldiers who sacrificed in the World War I and II.
Right.
So after completing this arrangement, he is going to Marseille, from Marseille to U.S. directly.
Okay, thank you so much, Raja Durai. Meanwhile, the Indian community in Paris is also eagerly awaiting Prime Minister Modi's visit, seeing it as a momentous occasion that reflects the strengthening ties between India and France. Talking to Akashwani News, students and professionals alike shared their excitement towards the Prime Minister's visit, highlighting the growing collaboration between the two nations in education, culture and other key sectors.
I'm Andrew D'Souza. I'm currently in Paris as a student of Masters in Didactics at Sorbonne Nouvelle. And I'm very happy to be here as a volunteer in preparation for the visit of the Prime Minister, Mr. Narendra Modi, who will be in Paris for the AI Summit. It's also heartening to know that there's a lot of connect happening these days between India and France, not only in terms of the culture, but also in terms of the educational link.
My name is Satyajit Ganu. I am from Mumbai. Currently, I'm a student in Paris. I'm really excited and I look forward for our Prime Minister's visit here for the AI Summit and really happy to be here with my fellow colleagues as volunteers.
After wrapping up the visit to France, Prime Minister Modi will proceed on a two-day visit to the United States at the invitation of President Donald Trump. This will be their first meeting following President Trump's historic electoral victory and inauguration in January. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke extensively about the importance of nutrition, mental health and holistic development while interacting with the students during the 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha program in New Delhi. He urged children to embrace seasonal fruits, avoid junk food and manage stress. Talking about millets, Mr. Modi highlighted that they were so known as the superfood of India.
2023 में यूनाइटेड नेशंस ने 23 को ईयर ऑफ द मिलेट कहकर के घोषित किया था और पूरी दुनिया में मिलेट को प्रमोट किया और ये भारत का प्रस्ताव था. भारत सरकार का बड़ा आग्रह है कि पोषण के संबंध में बहुत ही जागरूकता होनी चाहिए. कई बीमारियों को रोकने का काम पोषण से हो जाता और मिलेट को क्या कहते हैं हमारे यहाँ सुपर फूड कहते हैं.
Mr. Modi also shared tips with the students on time management strategies, effective leadership and significance of hobbies while addressing parental pressure on career choices. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Prime Minister discussed a host of topics in his informal interaction with the students from across the country. He distributed sweets made of til, which is traditionally served during winters to keep the body warm. On the topic of balancing hobbies with studies, the Prime Minister stated that students are not robots and emphasized the importance of holistic development. He also highlighted the importance of developing the habit of writing. On being asked by a student about time management, Mr. Modi highlighted the importance of time management and gave valuable suggestions to the students.
सबसे पहले हमने अपने समय के विषय में सोचा. मैं अपने समय का ज्यादा से ज्यादा उपयोग करता हूं. इस पर बहुत सतर्क रहता हूं. मैं बर्बाद नहीं होने देता हूं. टाइम मैनेजमेंट के साथ.
Speaking on the topic of coping with anxiety and depression while managing studies, Mr. Modi said the issue of depression often starts with feeling disconnected from family and gradually withdrawing from social interactions. He emphasized the importance of expressing inner dilemmas openly to prevent them from escalating. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Protection of Interest in Aircraft Objects Bill 2025 was introduced in the Rajya Sabha today. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu introduced the bill in the Upper House. The bill aims to strengthen aircraft financing and leasing in the country. It aims to align India's domestic laws with the Cape Town Convention and its Aircraft Protocol, international treaties designed to streamline the financing and leasing of aircraft and other movable equipment. Both Houses of Parliament today held discussions on the Union Budget 2025-26. In the Rajya Sabha, participating in the debate, Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, listed several measures taken up by the government in different sectors, including manufacturing. He was responding to the Congress members' allegations on decline in the share of manufacturing in the country's GDP. Earlier initiating the discussion, P. Chidambaram of Congress quoted the Economic Survey 2025, saying that in 2014, the share of manufacturing was 15.07%, but in 2019, it fell to 13.46% and to 12.93% in 2023. Sushmita Dev of TMC, Ram Gopal Yadav of Samajwadi Party and Rajiv Shukla of Congress were among those who participated in the discussion. The discussion remained inconclusive. In the Lok Sabha, participating in the discussion on the Union Budget, BJP MP Anurag Singh Thakur said record budgetary allocations have been made in the budget for every sector and this budget is for national welfare. He said the Indian economy scaled new heights under the NDA government and reached the fifth spot. He expressed confidence that India will become the third largest economy in the next 3 years. On the other hand, Dayanidhi Maran of DMK alleged that the NDA budget fully favours the corporates and has failed to address the real problems faced by the people, including unemployment and inflation. Supriya Sule of NCP, Sharad Pawar, Shambhavi of Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas, Kalyan Banerjee of Trinamool Congress and Asaduddin Uvaisi of AIMIM were among others also participated in the discussion. The discussion remained inconclusive. Later, the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha were adjourned for the day. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today asserted that the government is committed to eliminate lymphatic filariasis from the country by 2027 while seeking active community involvement to achieve the goal. Mr. Nadda was speaking after the launch of the annual nationwide mass drug administration campaign for lymphatic filariasis elimination through a video conference.
Lymphatic filariasis ko eliminate karne ke hum bahut nazdeek pahunche hain. लिम्फेटिक फिलेरिसिस से सस्टेनेबल डेवलपमेंट गोल्स में हमको मुक्ति पाना है जिसका वर्ष 2030 है लेकिन हम लोगों ने रिजॉल्व किया है कि हम 2027 तक बाय 2027 हम इसको पूरा करेंगे.
एंड नाउ न्यूज फ्रॉम द ऑनगोइंग महाकुंभ मेला एट उत्तर प्रदेश प्रयागराज. President Draupadi Murmu today took a holy dip in Triveni Sangam and offered prayers. She was accompanied by Uttar Pradesh Governor Anandibeen Patel and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath on the occasion. Our correspondent reports that during her visit, the President visited several cultural and technological landmarks in the city, including Akshay Wat, a revered site in Hindu religion symbolizing immortality.
The world's largest spiritual gathering has been attracting devotees from across the world. During her visit, President Murmu took a boat ride to reach Triveni Sangam and fed Siberian birds. The President visited Akshay Vat and Bade Hanuman Temple in Prayagraj, where she prayed for the well-being and prosperity of the nation. President Murmu also explored the Digital Mahakumbh Experience Center and endorsed the initiative of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to integrate religious events with modern technology. Apart from the President, Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami also took a holy bath today at Mahakumbh with his family and offered prayers. He also spoke about the preparations of the 2027 Kumbh in Haridwar.
2027 mein wahan par prastavit hai Kumbh hamara aur uski hum log puri taiyari prarambh kar di hai. Hamara prayas rahega ki woh भी एक ऐतिहासिक और सभी के लिए सुविधाजनक का आयोजन हो.
Meanwhile, preparations for the Maghi Purnima on Wednesday is in full swing. So far, over 44 crore 67 lakh devotees have taken the holy bath in Mahakumbh. Adarsh for Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today inspected the arrangements at Prayagraj Railway Station ahead of Maghi Purnima Snan. Meanwhile, talking to media in New Delhi, Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railway Himanshu Shekhar said more than 20 trains have been operated today for the convenience of Mahakumbh devotees in Prayagraj.
प्रयागराज जंक्शन पर तो मुख्य कमांड कंट्रोल सेंटर है जिसमें हजार से ज्यादा कैमरे का कवरेज है लेकिन प्रयाग स्टेशन पर भी लोकल लेवल पर मॉनिटरिंग के लिए अलग से कंट्रोल सेंटर बनाया गया है जहां सीसीटीवी कैमरेज की मदद से लाइव मॉनिटरिंग की जा रही है और सुरक्षा व्यवस्था के साथ साथ यात्रियों के फ्लो को भी देखा जा रहा है. कुल मिलाकर रेलवे का और विशेषकर उत्तर रेलवे का ये प्रयास है कि हमारे यात्री जो भी सम्मानित स्नानार्थी आ रहे हैं वो व्यवस्थित रूप से आए संगम स्नान करें व्यवस्थित रूप से अपनी ट्रेन में बैठें.
And in sports, at the Para Archery Asia Cup, India finished their campaign with a total of 12 medals, including 6 gold, 3 silver and 3 bronze to top the overall tally in Thailand. On the final day of the continental competition, India won a total of 6 medals, including 2 gold medals, 1 in women's compound open event by Sarita and another in men's compound category by Shyam Sundar Swami. The ongoing national games in Uttarakhand witnessed a thrilling day of intense competition. In pole vault, Madhya Pradesh's Dev Meena clinched the gold medal with a national record-breaking jump, while Uttar Pradesh dominated the women's hammer throw event with a podium sweep. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to reach Paris tonight on a 3-day visit to France to strengthen economic and trade ties between the two countries to co-chair AI Action Summit with French President Emmanuel Macron tomorrow. Prime Minister interacts with students at Pariksha Pe Charcha program, stresses on nutrition, mental well-being and holistic development. Both houses of parliament hold discussions on Union Budget 2025-26, protection of interest in aircraft objects bill introduced in Rajya Sabha. government committed to eliminate lymphatic filariasis from India by 2027, says Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda. And at Para Archery Asia Cup in Thailand, India end campaign with 6 gold. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.